A convicted drug dealer will walk out of jail today after his conviction was vacated by a superior court judge yesterday. Both the prosecutor and the defense agreed that the inmate, David Danielli, should be freed because of the alleged actions of a state chemist that had deprived him of his constitutional rights in the ongoing and growing scandal at the state crime lab in Jamaica Plain. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
David Danielli was stopped in March 2011 by the Quincy Drug Control Unit. They suspected him of dealing drugs, and a search of his car found $3,900 and almost 600 tablets later identified as oxycodone. He was facing 9 years of prison on minimum mandatory sentences, so he pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 2.5 years in the county jail. That meant a conviction for Assistant District Attorney for Norfolk County, George Papachristos. But
on or about February 1st of 2012, our office was notified of a possible breach of protocol within the Department of Public Health.
Breach of protocol has become shorthand for Annie Ducan, who the DPH is referring to as the rogue chemist who may have tainted some 60,000 samples she tested for drugs. And suddenly, inmate David Danielli had 1 degree of separation from Annie Ducan, because she was the chemist who analyzed the evidence against him and concluded it was oxycodone. But it turns out she made that identification on July 1st, 2011, which was 10 days after she was supposedly suspended from her duties by DPH. The defense attorney, John T. Martin, had filed the motion for Danielli to withdraw his guilty plea. But Martin didn't have to do a lot to persuade the judge, because the assistant district attorney was joining the motion, and he expressed his own contempt for the assurances first given by DPH.
Neither counsel nor I or the district attorney's office knew about the extent of what was happening. The description in the letter that the Department of Public Health gave was, in fact, grossly misstated.
Judge Paul Troy ruled that because of the tainted testing by Annie Ducan, the guilty plea by the defendant was neither knowing nor voluntary. So the conviction is vacated and Danielli will be released today. And what about the criminal case that began back in March 2011? Police claimed at the time that Danielli and a passenger admitted to selling narcotics, and field tests showed it was oxycodone before it ever went to Ducan. But any future prosecution may now be impossible, according to defense attorney John T. Martin.
There have been allegations that because of evidence being mixed, tainted, or changed, that retesting may not solve the issue at all.
Danielli will go free without bail, the first prisoner in this scandal to be released in what may become the new normal.
Everyone who's been convicted of a crime related to drugs in Norfolk, Suffolk, and possibly other counties in the last 5 to 6 years is possibly the victim of a very substantial miscarriage of justice. And on the other hand, a lot of very dangerous people might get out of jail.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.